This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. It's been lifted, the burn ban, that is, for at least three counties in this area, Sharp County, Stone County, Independence County. The county judges of each respective county have said the burn bans have been lifted because of the nice rainfall that the entire north central Arkansas area experienced yesterday. Many areas getting 1 1/3 to 2 inches of rainfall. In other news, there is a phone scam out of Jamaica being operated in Independence County. Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said, be aware they may call you. The sheriff said citizens are receiving calls telling them they have won large sums of money and vehicles. The caller tells you you need to buy a gift card to be used as a receipt. You are then told to contact the caller with the numbers of the gift card, or receipts as they call them. Then you will receive your prizes. Sheriff Jeffrey said this is a hoax and an attempt to steal money from you. The number on your phone, if you have caller ID, may be an 876 number or a 501 number. Jeffrey said the speaker may have a heavy accent and has been known to go by the name of Steve Hunter. Don't give the caller any personal information. Just hang up. The U.S. Geological Survey says no fracking fluid has been found in domestic water wells in the Fayetteville Shale area of Van Buren County. The fluid is a byproduct of hydraulic fracturing, or fracking as it's called, a process of injecting fluid into the ground to break apart the shale in order to extract natural gas. About 70 wells were tested in Van Buren County, and testing of wells in Faulkner County will start later this month. The USGS says some of the water samples were also tested for methane gas, and none was found. The Southside Water Authority Board of Directors voted this week to move forward on two building projects that have been needed and discussed for several years. One project is to build a backup or redundant system to transport water from the Southside Water Treatment Plant in the Ramsey Bottoms near the White River across those bottoms west to the Deshay area coming in near Lester Road, serving as a second feed to authority customers. The proposed main would be a 12-inch line approximately 10,000 feet in length. The second project is to build a new office facility to better serve the customers of the authority. The current office was built in the early 1980s to serve a small insurance company. The authority has outgrown its office space by many years. The proposed new facility would include a conference boardroom, a drive-through for mobile bill-paying customers, and would provide handicap access. Authority Manager John Richardson said the projects together would cost about $949,000 and would be bid as one and could be financed locally on a 20-year payback. Richardson said the board wants project proposals to them by the November regular meeting on November the 8th. As far as water rates are concerned, the board voted to leave the minimum charge the same and increase usage fees. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.